Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. You are a spiritual watchman. Jesus was a warrior and has called all Christians to be warriors. But I contend that you, each of us, those that are older and those of you who are just coming into your stride, are more than that. You're a spiritual watchman. We are watchmen on the wall of your family. Some are called as watchmen for this church or this city. God entrusts you with a calling, and you are not where you are by accident. You are called as a watchman. A spiritual watchman is one who is uniquely equipped by God to see. In Matthew 13, God says that you have been given eyes to see and ears to hear. But a watchman has to be equipped by God to see what others do not see. People will be coming into your lives battered and bruised, and many of them will be broken inside, covering it up because of pride, sin, or embarrassment. But you will be that care pastor to stand in the gap for them until they're strong enough to stand alone. Until they know you see them, until they know you hear them, they will not trust you. Your job as a watchman is not just to see deeper than others, but you are one that God will show the disguises of the enemy and tell you to blow the horn of truth and guide them in the truth of God and not the semblance of the truth that they have been listening to and burying themselves in. It is up to you to blow the horn before someone is destroyed because God has given you spiritual eyes. Whoa, that's not what I signed up for. I don't know how to do that. When I pray for people at the altar with my wife, I wait on God to tell me what to say. Sometimes the silence is so long she will squeeze my hand, prompting me to speak up. But I cannot, until the Spirit tells me what to say as the watchman. So my caution to you is, don't try to minister in your life's ability or life experiences. Don't try to lead in what you have learned about God. Wait for God. Pause and trust God to speak through you. Then trust the words that will come to the watchman. That's you. He has not called you into these situations to embarrass you or to give you more than you can handle. He called you as a vessel of his choosing, and he is the one who must empower you to do his work because you're the watchman. He never asks someone to do something without paying for it and empowering them to do it by the Spirit. He wants you to walk in spirit and in truth. There was a time when three children were at a university. They were driving a few hundred miles northwest for a student conference. It was wintertime. Their mom pulled the three boys aside and said, "I don't want you to drive in the same car." "Mom," they said, "why don't you want us to drive in the same car?" "Well, you could be in an accident, and I don't want you in the same car. I have something in my spirit that's alerting me to warn you, don't ride together." About 3 p.m. that afternoon, that wintry Sunday afternoon, when she knew the boys were driving back, she came running in and grabbed her husband and said, "Get on your knees. Get on your knees. We've got to pray for the boys." A spiritual watchman knows a lot more than the rest of us. She knew that there was a need for them to be in prayer for them deeply for the safety of their sons. A spiritual watchman holds in his or her hands life and death. It is as if God has equipped their eyes to see and ears to hear of dangers out of the natural eye and then equipped them to know how to blow the horn and give warning and to call us to pray. We, You as leaders, Christians, are fighting for something bigger than ourselves. We must be wise and fight the battles that matter most, but not our way, but in the Spirit. That's how we win the battles that matter most. The people we meet in life will carry in their battlegrounds, their mistakes, their pain and scars, and we must be ready. Ezekiel 33, verse 8. Ezekiel's job as a watchman was spiritual in nature. He was to warn against sinful lifestyles, against iniquity and wickedness, and to implore them to repent and to live righteously. Today, you are that watchman with a special anointing from God to prepare yourself to minister as the Spirit gives you utterance, and intercede over those people and see them with spiritual eyes and sound the alarm to motivate change before the coming dreadful day of the Lord. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.